welcome to the Movies After Dark podcast. We got the guns tonight, huh? How you feeling, Miss Brittany?
It's been a long day.
Yeah, you had a day off of work today.
Yeah, but it's still been a long day.
Yeah, it has. Welcome to the Movies After Dark podcast, brought to you in partnership with Icon Cinema, Oklahoma City. In fact, we were just down there talking to Brad at Icon Cinema. Very knowledgeable guy.
Also a big giant nerd like we are.
Also a big giant nerd like me. So that made me feel good. Podcasts from now on, for the foreseeable future, are going to be in partnership with Icon Cinema, which if you have not been to Icon Cinema, Oklahoma City, you are missing out.
You really are.
What are you missing out on? Well, I'll tell you, I went to their Google reviews. Here's what one person said who attended the theater. My first visit here, and it was nice. I really enjoyed how we fill our own popcorn buckets, and there is popcorn, salt, and butter provided for you. The seating was very nice with buttons for reclining, and there was even a phone charger.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
I recommend trying this theater. Icon Cinema, Oklahoma City. Free refills on every size popcorn, Coke, and slushies.
Yes, it's great.
The best movie experience you can get. And if you
love it,
we do. We do. And so we have partnered with them, and we'll be seeing some movies there. Maybe even a chance for you to see one movie or two with us.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of fun. Do some stuff where people can come watch the movie with us. So the movie that we are talking about tonight is a movie that is near and dear to our hearts.
Hold on. I'll be right back.
It is Killers of the Flower Moon. That's the one that we're talking about tonight. So buckle up. Movies After Dark podcast coming at you. All right. Welcome to the Movies After Dark podcast. Killers of the Flower Moon is on tap for tonight. Ms. Brittany's even got the book in studio.
Yes, I do.
Now, a couple of things. First of all, we're going to have you read the synopsis of this movie before we get into our movie review.
I just started it.
The book.
The book.
Okay. I want to ask how you feel about it then. You have to put a...
I'm already like 20 pages in, so that's a lot in book.
In book
reading. Because this book is only actually 321 pages long.
All right. You got the synopsis for the movie in front of you?
Yes.
Read that for us.
Here's a little bit of info on the movie. It is based on David Grand's broadly lauded best-selling book, Killers of the Flower Moon. It's set in 1920s Oklahoma and depicts the serial murder of members of the oil-wealthy Osage Nation, a string of brutal crimes that came to be known as the Reign of Terror.
And for somebody like us who took Oklahoma into history in elementary and in high school, I had never heard this story. Had you ever heard this story before?
No.
I find that a bit disturbing that I was not aware of this.
I think maybe I did, but I just, you know, as a kid, you don't really pay too much attention to it, you know? So it's probably somewhere in there. Like, I'm sure my Oklahoma history teacher is like, yeah, that's why you had to take it twice, dummy.
8.1 out of 10 on IMDb, 93% of Rotten Tomatoes, 81% of Google users like this movie. The cast is awesome. Leonardo DiCaprio, Martin Scorsese, Lily Gladstone, Robert De Niro, Brendan Fraser is even in this movie. I'm just going to tell you, this was the first movie that we saw at Icon Theater, and I really wasn't sure what we were getting ourselves into, other than I knew it was a very long movie. It's a 3-hour-plus movie.
Wait, no, this is not the first movie we've seen there.
No, but this is the first movie that we've reviewed, really. No, we did watch Indiana Jones there.
Yeah. I was about to say.
But you kind of know what you're getting into with Indiana Jones. It's going to be a lot of action, a lot of stuff. I wasn't really sure what to expect here. What was your initial overall thoughts as we sat through the movie? Did you feel like it was a 3.5 hour movie?
I really didn't. Honestly, I didn't. Because, like, there just was so much going on that you were like, what's going to happen next? I was, anyways. I was like, but I also felt like this was a very sad movie. Like, this woman, which her name is, my gosh, I can't think of her name right now. Molly?
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Molly? I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on that. She just, like, it's just heartbreaking for her. Like, it's her story, and it's heartbreaking. Because this really happened to her. This is what her life was.
Couple of facts about the movie. The Osage Nation at the time period this is in was the most wealthy group of people per capita.
Do you want to see something really cool?
Anywhere.
In the book. So it actually has a picture in the book of where the Osage Indian land would have been in Oklahoma back then.
For those listening, where would it kind of be up around?
So it is going to be up. So the main towns are Fairfax and Gray Horse, and they're going to be northeast of Ponca City. And they're going to be west of Pawhuska. Like southwest of Pawhuska, if you know where that's at in Oklahoma. Well, this is going to kind of be like going up towards Tulsa, kind of, but not so much towards the corner of the state, more towards like the top of the state.
And you learn at the beginning of this movie, the Osage Nation struck oil and then were very smart in that they made it almost unavailable to anyone to just come in and pump their oil.
Yeah, they were probably the first people who did like oil leases.
So they were very, very wealthy, that first generation of Osage Nation members who had oil on their land and they were making money from it. Then the second generation came along and the United States government stepped in and allotted and appointed caretakers because they said the Osage Nation was not intelligent enough to make good financial decisions with all of this money. And when I say a lot of money, I mean
it would
a lot of money.
So it actually tells, that's what I'm reading the book. It actually tells you in the book that it would be equivalent to $4 million a piece nowadays.
Yeah, so these are people that are making.
So they were extremely wealthy.
They're making purchases in this movie that would not have been purchases even wealthy people of that time period would have been able to make.
Like, they're buying cars.
Multiple cars.
If you see the movie, I highly recommend it. Molly, actually, it doesn't like to live that lavishly. She has very nice things, but
in a small house, though.
She lives very modestly, but she does like to entertain. So she spends more money on like entertaining than she does on like materialistic things.
So in the movie, Leonardo DiCaprio is the nephew of Robert De Niro's character. Robert De Niro, from the very beginning, you could tell is probably something is a little off.
William Hale.
He's, maybe got some cards up his sleeve. Leonardo DiCaprio is a little, what's a nice way of saying it?
Naive.
Very naive.
Ernest Burkhart, which is Molly's husband.
And he, too little too late, finds out he's being used to help.
I think he knew.
I disagree.
I still think he knew. No, because the way that this started out, I think he knew.
In the movie, I did not get the impression he really understood what his actions were going to lead to.
I mean, I truly do believe that he did fall in love with Molly.
I think he did all the way till the end. I think he was in love with her forever. And he just had made so many bad choices that she couldn't trust him any longer.
Yeah,
and it was,
you know,
very sad.
I can't spoil anything.
Yeah, we don't want to spoil it. But I will say the movie itself is obviously very close to Martin Scorsese's heart. He even makes a cameo appearance in the movie towards the end. So that tells you just how much he likes it. Budget was $200 million. It is, as of right now, sitting at box office at 88.3. I'm sure it will eventually get up there. It's distributed by Apple TV Plus and Paramount Pictures. If you want to go see it, it's still in the theaters and some of your local cinemas. I think Icon's got it for a few more showings, but most people really like it.
I really enjoyed it. It was sad. I could really sympathize for her because, like, again, it was her life. It was her life, and the fact that, just heartbreaking.
So we would definitely suggest you go see this one. Now we have our own rating scale that's based a little bit off of the fact that we are people who do morning radio. So what we rated is, on a scale of 1 to 5, how many cups of coffee will it take for you to stay awake through this movie? 1 being a great movie, 5 being an absolute snooze fest, and I need all the caffeine that I can find. Ms. Brittany, how would you score it?
I'm gonna give this one a 1.
This is a 1 cup of coffee movie.
I just feel like, I don't know if it's quite historically accurate. I'm sure it's not, but there's a lot of things in it I know that are. And if you are interested in history or like the Native American culture or anything like that, you're gonna love this. You're gonna love this movie. You really are. And the acting in it is great. Of course, it's Leonardo DiCaprio. It's Lily Gladstone. It's
very good.
Very good.
I'm going to give it 2 cups of coffee, so that averages out to a 1.5 cup of coffee, which would be a very good movie.
Yeah, it's great. I really enjoyed it. I would go see it again. And I know that's crazy.
This is, this is definitely one. In fact, if you are somebody that's got, like, maybe you're somebody our age and you have trouble finding a movie that you could take your parents or grandparents to and connect with them on this. It's a little violent maybe, but there's nothing as far as, like, you know, there's nothing that you would be blush maybe to see with a group of people who are a little bit older. This is a good film that a group of adults could go and watch, and I think you would really, really enjoy it. So there it is, Killers of the Flower Moon, rated R. 3 hours, 26 minutes. Go see it. We think it is worth it. And if you are going to go see it and you're in the Oklahoma City area or anywhere within an hour driving distance, I'm telling you, there's no better place to see it than Icon Theater, Oklahoma City. Tell them Aaron and Brittany sent you. And we'll see you next week. Yeah. Another episode. We got Marvels coming out. What else do we have? We were just talking about
Trolls.
We got the Marvels, we got the Hunger Games, we got Disney's Wish, we got Trolls, we got all kinds of movies that we can we can go see. So catch us at Icon Cinema. Keep us following us on social media. And if you happen to see us going out to see a movie,
say hi.
Come out and see us. Come and sit with us. We'll let you sit next to us. We're not weird.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not.
You had to figure out what seats we were in.
Yeah, just come on in. Say hi. Yeah. Come sit with us. See a movie. See ya.
Bye.